is the International Christian Herald Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Associated Press, Russian riot police stormed into a monastery Tuesday to detain a rebel monk who has castigated the Kremlin and the Russian Orthodox Church leadership and denied the existence of the coronavirus. In the overnight showdown, police clashed with the priest's supporters at the Trinuralics Monastery outside in the Ural Mountains. The monk, Father Sergei, was quickly flown to Moscow, where a court approved his arrest. Authorities charged him with inciting suicidal actions through sermons in which he urged believers to die for Russia. He denied the accusations. Russia's top investigative agency, the Investigative Committee, said Father Sergei also faces other criminal charges related to his allegedly arbitrary action to take control of the monastery. When the virus arrived in Russia early this year, the 65-year-old monk denied its existence and denounced government efforts to stem the pandemic as Satan's electronic camp. He has described the vaccines being developed against COVID-19 as part of a global plot to control the masses via chips. The monk, who has urged followers to disobey the government's lockdown measures, had holed up at the monastery year. Near Yekaterinburg, he founded years ago. Dozens of burly volunteers, including veterans of the separatist conflict in East Ukraine, helped enforce his rules, while the prioress and several nuns left. The monk chastised Russian President Vladimir Putin as a traitor to the motherland, who was serving a satanic world government. He also denounced the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, and other top clerics as heretics, who must be thrown out. The Russian Orthodox Church stripped Father Sergei of his abbot's rank for breaking monastic rules in July, but he rejected the ruling and ignored police investigators' summons. Facing stiff resistance by hundreds of his supporters, church officials and local authorities appeared reluctant to evict him for months. Hundreds of his supporters continued rallying at the monastery hours after he was taken away. According to the South China Morning Post, citizen journalist Zhang Zhen was sentenced to 4 years in prison in Shanghai on Monday for her reporting on the coronavirus pandemic in the central Chinese city of Wuhan early this year, one of her lawyers said. Zhang, 37, was found guilty by Shanghai Pudong New Area People's Court on Monday morning of picking quarrels and provoking trouble, a broadly defined offense which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years and is often used by police to stifle dissent. Zhang Zhan attended the trial in a wheelchair and was in poor health, lawyer Zhang Kiki said. She did not immediately say if she would appeal against the sentence. On social media after the trial, Zhang Kiki said, during the trial, the prosecutor only read out the list of evidence without showing most of it, including the core evidence. Zhang Zhan said citizen speech should not be censored, but apart from that, she basically did not speak. Zhang Zhan, who has been held in a detention center in Pudong District in Shanghai since mid-May, has maintained her innocence, and in June she started refusing to take food to protest against her arrest, legal sources said. She was one of the few citizen journalists in China to report on the early experiences of the people during the city's lockdown. The others have either been detained or ordered to stop their online reporting. According to International Christian Concern, Shambago Awad Mugadam, a lawyer in Sudan who has been assisting Christians with legal aid, said that police have arrested 9 men in connection with the burning of a church property on 5 separate occasions. Sudanese Church of Christ in the Dar es Salaam area of Omdurman has been attacked on numerous occasions over the past year. According to Mogadam and Morning Star News, the church's temporary meeting structure was destroyed on January 19, 2019, as well as January 4th, January 19th, January 28th, and August 7th of 2020. No police report was submitted the first four times due to threats targeted at the Christians of the church. However, after the fifth time, they decided that they wanted the persecution to end. They attempted to report to the police, but were told that no report would be filed for them. After being refused, the Christians hired an attorney to help them. Mogadam was able to then bring this matter to the courts. After this, the police were forced to open a case in December. They have since been able to find and arrest 9 of the 14 individuals believed to have been involved in the attacks. According to International Christian Concern, while the rest of the world celebrated Christmas with joy and social distance services, Christians in China once again face challenges and restrictions as the government continues to clamp down on Christianity. According to Pastor Yang Zibo from Yung Siding Church in Xiamen City, some local Christians were invited to perform Christmas songs at Wonder Plaza, a shopping mall, on Christmas Eve, yet their performance was interrupted by local police. Local Ethnic and Religious Affairs Bureau and State Security also dispatched staff to make sure the Christians' performance is canceled. A state-sanctioned Catholic church in Jiangsu Province's Wuxi City had to obtain approval from at least 8 offices before it could hold any Christmas mass. The Taihu Catholic Church's application, with many official seals, has been widely circulated online to show how difficult it is even for a government-approved church to celebrate Christmas. According to Religious News Service, Pope Francis made a Christmas Day plea for authorities to make COVID-19 vaccines available to all, insisting that the first in line should be the most vulnerable and needy, regardless of who holds the patents for the shots. Vaccines for everybody, especially for the most vulnerable and needy, who should be first in line, Francis said in off-the-cuff remarks from his prepared text, calling the development of such vaccines a light of hope for the world. We can't let closed nationalisms impede us from living as a true human family that we are, the Pope said. He called on the leaders of nations, businesses, and international organizations to promote cooperation and not competition, and to search for a solution for all amid a surge of coronavirus infections this fall in Italy. Francis broke with tradition for Christmas. Instead of delivering his Ubi et Ubi speech, Latin for to the city and to the world, from the central loggia of St. Peter's Square, he read it from inside a cavernous hall at the Apostolic Palace, flanked by 2 Christmas trees with blinking lights. According to Religion News Service, Pope Francis on Sunday proclaimed an upcoming year dedicated to the family as he doubled down on one of his papal priorities and urged renewed attention to his controversial 2016 document on family life. Francis announced the upcoming year on the family would begin March 19th, the 5th anniversary of the document, The Joy of Love. Among other things, the document opened the door to letting divorced and civilly remarried couples receive communion, sparking criticism and even claims of heresy from conservative Catholics. Francis penned the document after summoning bishops from around the world to debate how the Catholic Church can better minister to families. Francis made the comments during his Sunday noon blessing, delivered from inside his studio, to prevent people from gathering in St. Peter's Square below as part of the Vatican's antivirus precautions. In making the announcement, Francis offered some friendly papal advice to bickering families, reminding them to say pardon me, thank you, and sorry, and never end the day without making peace. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.